It's 97 Quiddies Best Variety. Dan Tolevsky, Guilty as Sin. Been there at 748. It's Ted the Temp for Sean Kelly, along with Orlena Kane, Alana Cameron, and Dr. Julie Galthorpe is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Take it to heart, everybody.
Talking about change. And change sometimes can do you good, but breaking traditions can make other people feel uncomfortable.
That's right. You know, within culture, communities, families, traditions have been used to celebrate, right? They share values and ultimately hope to strengthen our bonds with each other. But some would argue that traditions give us time to relax, and others argue that actually they can cause problems if we're not paying attention to what they're rooted in. So families pass traditions down from generation to generation, you know, how they spend holidays, time, food, all of those things together. But we do live in a time where traditions are coming into question as to whether they are relevant and even whether they are appropriate. So we have to pay attention to not only what's happening in our family, but what's happening in our community and our culture.
Right.
So, well, we spoke a couple of days ago. Sean Kelly, who's running for city council and also our colleague here at Quinney Broadcasting, decided to not participate in the Wharf Street debate based on his feelings about the tradition of, you know, the... You know, what do they call it? It's a bun feed. So you basically kind of like, you know, roast.
Well, it's basically, the bottom line is, it's a roast and it can get a little edgy. So.
And that was an old tradition that he felt he didn't want to take part of. In the early 1980s, women weren't allowed to take part of it either. So tradition sometimes doesn't always, you know, mean that it is a good thing. And sometimes if you want to change that tradition, how is that for somebody who's, you know, wanting to do that? It could probably be difficult.
Well, that's right. I mean, when we're looking at traditions, you know, we need to decide whether it's in line with how we want to live today, right? So what was, you know, acceptable, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, we can go back all those years ago, it's not necessarily in line with how we're living today and the messages that we want to send. So maybe we can think about traditions that were considered appropriate 20 years ago, you know, and schools are big on this too, right? So universities and academic institutions, they'll say that they're steeped in tradition. So, but what does that really mean? Because when we want to look at a tradition, it's fine to celebrate history for sure. But when we look at history, we have to look at all of it, not just little pieces of it. So we have to look at, if we're going to continue on with the tradition, what are we actually celebrating? You know, I'm thinking back to when I went to university and things that were considered tradition in residence where I was living would today be considered bullying, harassment, exclusion of people, really inappropriate things. So, you know, if we look at, say, the hearings that just happened in the U.S., Brett Kavanaugh, I think about some of the people that I went to school with at that time and how would they describe their actions or be able to put forward an argument as to why it was okay to behave that way at that time. So that's just because the world has changed, you know, and there are cultural traditions, religious practices that don't have a place in society of 2018. But yes, do traditions hold value? Yes, of course they do. You know, we need to be mindful, though, that there is history attached to traditions, and we need to pay attention to all of that. And then we have to consider what that tradition brings to society or your family today, because there could be things you do as a family that people did years ago that were really, really important in order to bring people together. And now in today's culture and how we live, we have to pay attention to whether it has a fit in today's new families. And as families change, so do traditions.
All right, we'll continue talking with Dr. Julie Galthorpe about change. Coming up, though, Cabello.
And it is 7:51. It's